A slight correction to your bulletin. We'll be reading from Ezekiel chapter 15, rather than Ezekiel chapter 16. So if you have your Bibles, you may turn to Ezekiel chapter 15, reading verses 1 through 8. Ezekiel chapter 15. This is the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, how does the wood of the vine surpass any wood? The vine branch that is among the trees of the forest. Is wood taken from it to make anything? Do people take a peg from it to hang any vessel on it? Behold, it is given to the fire for fuel. When the fire has consumed both ends of it, and the middle of it is charred, is it useful for anything? Behold, when it was whole, it was used for nothing. How much less, when the fire has consumed it, and it is charred, can it ever be used for anything? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, like the wood of the vine among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so have I given up the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will set my face against them. Though they escape from the fire shall yet consume them. And you will know that I am the Lord, when I set my face against them. And I will make the land desolate, because they have acted faithlessly, declares the Lord God. This is the word of the Lord. When Israel was dwelling in the wilderness and preparing to enter the land of promise, Moses described that land as a fruitful land. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. A land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive trees and honey. A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. And when Israel at last dwelt in this land, during the reign of Solomon, we read of the people enjoying the fruit of the land. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 20. Judah and Israel were as many as the sand by the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. And Judah and Israel lived in safety from Dan to Beersheba, every man under his vine and under his fig tree all the days of Solomon. But before that day, when Israel was still dwelling in the wilderness and still preparing to enter the land of promise, Moses also warned the people. He warned them of a temptation that would come. A temptation that would come with enjoying the fruit of the land. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Take care. Take care lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Israel was to take care. For the Lord was not only bringing his people into a fruitful land, but they were to become a fruitful people in that land. He was not only bringing them to a land with fruitful vines. They themselves were to become a fruitful vine. We see this in places like Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5 and the song of the Lord's vineyard. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 1. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. The vineyard of the Lord was fruitless, but that vineyard was not the land. That vineyard was the people of the land. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 7. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. We see this image again in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 21. I planted you a choice vine, holy of pure seed. How then have you turned degenerate and become a wild vine? The Lord was a perfect husband of his vineyard, a perfect husband to this vine. And yet the fruit he desired, the vine did not yield. But what sort of fruit did he desire? He desired the fruit of obedience, the fruit of worship, the fruit of a heart devoted to its Lord. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. And this is what we find in Ezekiel chapter 15. We find Israel a useless vine, ready to perish. We find Israel as a fruitless vine, worthy only of fire. Moses' warning to the people, it was not heeded by the people. They did not take care. They were filled with the goodness of the land, but they did not fill the land with goodness. Instead, they filled it with corruption. They filled it with idolatry. They forgot the Lord their God, who delivered them, who preserved them, who fed them, who cared for them, who gave them everything that they had, who made them what they were. And instead, their hearts were lifted up. They became proud and worshipped the work of their hands. They boasted in the might of their hands. And so in Ezekiel chapter 15, the Lord addresses His people. He speaks to His people, a people mighty in their own eyes, a people who have forgotten the Lord. Because the Lord no longer seems useful to them. The Lord asks His people, His vineyard, His vine, if a vine does not bear fruit, what is it good for? Does its wood surpass the trees of the forest? Is wood taken from it to make anything by it? Can it even serve as a peg? Would anyone trust a pot to be held by it? It is good for nothing. Its only use is to be burned by the fire. And the fire does not render it useful, but leaves it less than worthless. A vine that does not bear fruit, it is useless. A vine that does not bear fruit, it is worthless. It has no other purpose. It is useful only for the fire. And so it is with a fruitless people. And so it was with the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will set my face against them. Though they escape from the fire shall yet consume them. And you will know that I am the Lord. And on account of them, because they acted faithlessly, that good land, the land that was fruitful, is to be made desolate. The people of God, they forgot the Lord their God. In their prosperity, they forgot the one who made them to prosper. They came to see the land of promise, no longer as a gift, but as a right. They saw it no longer as a gift dependent upon God's grace, but as a right dependent upon their own power and strength. The people grew to prefer a life that is passing away over the one who is life itself. They came to believe that happiness can be found apart from the Lord. And this is the heart of sin. The thought, the belief that happiness may be found in pleasing oneself rather than in pleasing the Lord. And how often do we ourselves believe it? How often do we exchange the truth for a lie? But in the end, what becomes this happiness apart from the Lord? Here is the truth. It is nothing more than a desolate land. A land without song. A land without joy. It leaves nothing more than an empty heart. A heart without song. A heart without joy. In Ezekiel chapter 15, the Lord warns his people of what awaits those who seek their happiness outside of him. But do not misunderstand. He does not take their happiness from them. Rather, there is no happiness outside of him. An idol isn't real. And likewise, happiness outside of the Lord. It isn't real. And while it may seem real for a time, in the end, it will vanish. Israel had become a fruitless vine. Israel had become a useless vine. Filled with the good of the land, the people did not fill the land with good. They filled it with violence and idolatry. They did not heed the voice of the Lord, but preferred to believe in a lie. They had come to see the Lord no longer as their greatest end, but as a means to their own ends. They had come to see him no longer as the joy of their hearts, but as a means of providing the desires of their hearts. And when he would not give them what they desired, they no longer found him useful and turned to other gods. When you no longer find the Lord your chief end, when you treat him as a means to another end, you will not find him useful. For he is not to be used. He is to be served. He is to be worshipped. He is to be enjoyed. For in him is the fullness of joy. You cannot use him. You can only enjoy him. Israel no longer enjoyed him. And so they no longer found him useful. Israel had become a fruitless vine. Israel had become a useless vine. And so what was to be its end? This vine was to be burned with fire. In Psalm 80, the psalmist reflects on the burning of this vine. Psalm 80, verse 14. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. In Psalm 80, the psalmist grieves for the vine that perished in the fire. And yet he does not grieve as one who is without hope. There is hope in his grief. The psalmist finds hope in the man of God's right hand. He finds hope in the Son of Man, whom God has made strong for himself. And thus Ezekiel chapter 15 is not without hope. For to whom does the Lord speak the words of our chapter? Ezekiel chapter 15, verse 2. He speaks them to the Son of Man, to the man of his right hand, the one who would serve him in love, the one who would never forget his God, the one who is the true vineyard and the true vine, the one whom God would plant and it would yield fruit, the one who would yield the fruit of obedience, the one who would yield the fruit of praise. What Israel did not do, what Israel could not do, Christ has done. And so it was that he said, John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. In Christ, we have something far greater than the land of promise. For the goodness of that land could not make Israel good. And the fruitfulness of that land could not make Israel fruitful. The goodness and fruitfulness of Christ can and does. In Christ, who is the fruitful vine, you are made to be fruitful to the Lord. For united to him, the Spirit that dwells in him dwells also in you. But when this fruitful vine appeared, many of his own rejected him. They preferred the vine that was useless. They preferred the vine that had been burnt in the fire. For to them, Christ was useless. For he had not come to give them what they desired: prosperity, privilege, power, an earthly kingdom. Those who see Christ as a means to their own ends, they will find him useless. For he also cannot be used. He is not a means to our own ends. He is our only end. And so the warning of Ezekiel chapter 15 remains. That same warning to Israel long ago remains as a warning to the church. John chapter 15, verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. This is the end of all who seek their happiness outside of Christ. This is the end of all who do not find their happiness in the fruitfulness of Christ. And what is the fruit that he bears? It is not the fruit of this world. It is the fruit of another world. It is the fruit of the Spirit. It is the fruit of obedience. It is the fruit of worship. It is the fruit of love, the fruit of a heart devoted to its Lord. There are some who enter the church as a means to their own ends. Who see the church as useful for gaining something they desire. But if that something is not Christ, you come in vain. And in the end, what will you gain but a desolate land and an empty heart? For apart from Christ, you cannot bear fruit. And what then will you be but a useless branch whose only end is to be burned? What then shall we say? How are we to respond? What shall we seek? Let us seek this from the Lord. Let us ask this of the Lord. Give us Christ. Give us Christ. For with Him, I can suffer the loss of all things. Give us Christ, for in Him more than all is found. Give us Christ, that we may not be fruitless. Give us Christ, that we may not be useless. Give us Christ, that we may serve You. Give us Christ, that we may love You. Give us Christ, that we may enjoy You. Give us Christ and nothing else, and I will be content. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Son. Glory to the Spirit. World without end. Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord, forgive us our sinful desires. And grant us a heart that desires Your Son. Lord, we pray that you would make us fruitful in him, to the praise of your glory. Amen.